Man Bites God presents Theater of the World.
This I know to be true.
Welcome to another episode of Theatre of the World with Man Bites God, who are a group of people who are also us. I'm James.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Chris.
And every episode of Theatre of the World, we take a different word, a certain word, and we do two things to it. One, we put an exclamation point after it, thus making the word more important.
More important.
And secondly, we tell you stories and anecdotes and occasionally sing songs or do poems about that word. Today's word is trip. We started a certain way, and it seems to, you know, from day one, we've never deviated from this.
No.
We start with Mark reading some fact bombs that he calls fact bombs.
Right.
Fact bombs, fact bombs. Mark's got a fact bombs.
About Trip.
Trip is a Finnish brand of juice that was first made available in 1962 and was the first beverage in Finland to be sold in a laminated carton. Originally, Trip cartons were pyramid-shaped but were changed to a cuboid shape in the 1990s.
Wow.
That's pretty trippy.
That is. Be the center of attention at your next dinner party with that little nugget in your brain hole.
Trip, Wisconsin is a town, is a small town in Bayfield County.
Sounds like a man who owns a used car parlor. I'm Trip, Wisconsin, yeah. And I will sell you the used car of your dreams.
It's a small town in Bayfield County in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The population in the 2010 census was 231.
Wow.
TravelWisconsin.com, which is a website devoted to all the sites and attractions that one might visit while traveling in Wisconsin, lists no attractions, events, or things to do in Trip.
That's holiday destination then.
Yep. Now, if you might be a Google man, you might be a Bing man.
Yeah.
But if your primary function on the internet is to find the best available evidence with which to answer a clinical question, you could use Trip, which is a free clinical search engine.
A clinical search engine?
For medical
inquiries.
Inquiries.
I think that crosses over into Chris's website. But that's okay, because I don't feature that website.
Okay.
So one can, I mean, feel free, everybody, to suggest a website.
I would probably just ask Jeeves.
Yeah, ask Jeeves. What is this?
Jeeves knows all kind of clinical things.
Yeah. What is this thing on my
neck? How do I surge this leg off?
How do I surge this leg off?
Surge leg off.
That's what surgeons do. They surge.
I'm Trip, Wisconsin, and I am Surge Leg Off. We run a used cars. I give him the cars and he sells. I sells them and I give them to him.
Would you like a juice while you're waiting? It comes in pyramid carton.
Oh, it's a cavalcade of characters.
Done.
No. Oh,
fact bombs.
Comedy gold, done.
That's a play out. I did a play out.
Fact bombs. Jesus. So let me tell you, I was in Wales on tour, on a trip, if you like.
Good.
My tenuous connection complete.
It's beautiful.
It was a solo tour and I was supporting a comedian called Tony Law.
Yes.
Who is hilarious. And the whole tour was organized by a mate of mine and, in fact, a friend of Man Bites God called Silky. And I was there supporting him for a series of dates in Wales. And look, you know, I did 20 minutes of solid comedy music-based material before Tony came on and just destroyed because he's way funnier than I am. But I loved it. Like, I had a fantastic time doing it, and it was great fun. But Wales, you know, people always talk about, well, where's the nicest place in the world? Like, where are the nicest people in the world?
Yep.
If you wanted to go on a trip,
great.
Where would you go that would be nice? And a lot of people talk about the Canadians. You know, Canada's a nice place to go. Very, very nice people. Japan, very nice people, very friendly people, polite. Mm. But let me tell you, the Welsh, oh man, the Welsh are a lovely people, as illustrated by the following story. So I'm giving a bit of, I'm giving it a bit of this, classic opening comedian material. Where we did a tour of four places through Wales, and I would just open with, so last night I was in Swansea, and the crowd would give you a little bit of,
a place that's around here.
A little bit of intercity rivalry. Yeah. You know, it happens here, you know, Melbourne, Sydney. You know, I've just come from Sydney. Boo, get off. A place that's different. Boo, or whatever. So I'm giving it a bit of that and just sort of gauging the crowd's reaction. And it's going quite well, and it leads me into some other things that I want to talk about. So it's a good introduction to my little thing of the thing. And I haven't made these names up. I'm in a place called Pontypridd. Fantastic place, beautiful people, and playing this gorgeous little sort of theatre venue. And the day before, I'd been in Pontydowie. These names are not made up, but they're gorgeous names full of gorgeous people. And I'm sitting there going, okay, all I need is this. I'm in Pontypridd. I just want to get up on stage and I want to say, so last night I was in Pontydowie, and have just the crowd going, that's all I need. I just need that to keep going.
Yep.
I get up on stage. I'm in Pontypridd. I say, say, how's it going? So last night we were in Pontydowie. Not a single reaction from the audience except one guy in the front row with a mustache who looks at me and goes, oh, lovely. The Welsh are so lovely. To me, that encapsulates the Welsh as one of the nicest groups of people ever.
Right.
Oh, lovely. He meant it. He was there with me. He was having a lovely chat with the guy who was on stage. When's Tony Law on?
I've got a segment.
Cool.
It's called Chris's Website.
Chris's Website.
All right. So we're going on a trip. We've got a trip. The podcast episode is Trip.
Crispy Trippin'.
And the website that I would like to talk about is not TripAdvisor.
Sorry.
Which is a site. Sorry, Karen.
Don't mind to interrupt, but my favourite kind of burger from KFC is the Crispy Trippin'. Sorry to cut in, but I was never going to get the opportunity to say that again. Moving on.
So TripAdvisor, of course, is a travel review site that is, I mean, realistically, every experience I've had with TripAdvisor is negative.
Really?
Because I think the people... No, my experience has not been negative.
Chris.
But the people...
I stayed in his beard for a week.
There was a family of four in his anus, and it wasn't close to the shops.
So I know the TripAdvisor often gives you some good advice, but I find that a lot of people, I mean, when you write a review about something that you've been to, it's usually either because you had an amazing time or you had a terrible time.
Yep.
So I find there's a lot of negativity on TripAdvisor.
Because you have that impetus to go and tell people.
That's right. People are angry. They want to fight back. And there are definitely people who and if you look at most TripAdvisor things, they are often up to 5 stars and 1 star. It's like there's never really a range.
In the middle of the road.
Yeah, that's right. Why? If you just had a good time, you'd go, I'm moving on now.
One star, they made me stay in the middle of the road.
I'm not gonna, you know, waste my time writing a review for somewhere I just...
It was okay.
Fine.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I've one time I stayed in a hotel in Perth that was, I'm reasonably sure, had been converted. It was right next to one of the Perth hospitals. And it was... I'm reasonably sure it used to be a hospital. All the rooms looked like hospital rooms, like very small rooms with a bed and then a little sealed off area, which was the toilet. If you had a toilet in your room, otherwise
they'd just bring you a bed.
But it still had,
there was an IV.
It still had the bars on the wall for where they, you know, attached various devices.
Oh, no.
So you could tell it used to be a hospital ward. But what they'd obviously done is gone, okay, well, we've got a new hospital ward, so let's make the old one a hotel. But some of the floors, we might just make a kind of a halfway house. So a lot of the reviews that were in the in TripAdvisor were about encountering some creepy guys because people had gone to the wrong floor. right? There was just this kind of weird, and then just these stories about, oh, well, when we stayed there, I had to go down to the bathroom to, you know, brush my teeth and have a shower, and there was a man, a naked man outside masturbating when I walked outside. Those sort of stories. Mm. Also a lot of stories.
Five stars.
That's right. Also a lot of stories about being haunted.
Well, yeah, because, so, I mean, a deserted hospital ward is a creepy image.
It really is. It was actually quite creepy.
Yeah, it was, and it would have been tiled and clinical and cold.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was all of those things. Like, they didn't put much effort into changing it up. But I discovered a website, which,
hence the name of the segment.
Let me tell you,
okay,
is called TripAdvisorArg.tumblr. So I'll give you the spelling. It's trip TRIP ADVISAARGH, as in
ARG. This is terrible.
TripAdvisorArg.tumblr.com.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And what its purpose is it's a Tumblr blog essentially, and its purpose is to share the worst reviews on Tumblr.
Is it on, great. Is it on Twitter? I would follow it if it's on
Yeah,
Twitter.
I think it is on Twitter.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm going to share with you a couple of the ones I found on TripAdvisor, but I totally recommend that you go and check it out because it is hilarious.
I love that stuff.
So the North Stafford Hotel received one star because, quote, fight broke out between the bride and groom. The groom's mother had to be pinned down by four police officers. The bride was kicked out of the hotel, and the 4:30 a.m. crash, well, that was the bride breaking into the room beneath ours and smashing a set of French doors. But if you're going to write a review of a place, actually giving it a bad review because something out of their control happened.
Yeah,
probably not the right way to go.
Yeah, what he's done is he's given the wedding.
Yeah.
One star.
Yeah,
mind you, that sounds like it's. I've been to weddings.
Yeah,
and that sounds. I would say that's at least a 3-4 star wedding. It sounds exciting.
It's out of control.
Fucking memorable.
Edge of my seat.
I'd give it 4.5.
Yeah,
I'd also give the marriage one.
Yeah. Oh, the marriage one. Yeah.
Not even one. An Asian restaurant in Massachusetts. Quote. Disappointed by this place. The food was too Chinese.
Fair.
Too
it's a fair
Chinese.
Criticism.
The Shanghai.
What does that mean exactly? It was done in a Chinese style.
Well, it was
style.
A Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
Shanghai Ocean and Aquarium, quote, just a lot of fishes. I mean, you're expecting the floor show or some polar bears?
Yeah. I love that he went for fishes.
Yeah,
such an old, it's an old fashioned word.
Yeah.
It has a Y in it as well.
And my final one, we all went to the Anne Frank Museum.
We did.
In Amsterdam.
I would say a lovely time.
No,
lovely
but
is not the right word.
It's a very moving, very interesting exhibit. And also,
and gorgeous.
Historically, I mean, there is something very intense about actually being in the place.
Yeah,
you read the story. This is, you are there.
Okay. It's a wonderful museum.
Yeah. And this is the review, the one-star review of Anne Frank's house. Quote, I don't see the point of this attraction, quotes. Mm-hmm. If you're young, avoid this. It's absolutely a waste of time. So some girl wrote a diary. Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fair point.
Plus the attic where she stayed is cordoned off to the public. One star.
No, it wasn't. We got to go up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, interesting coincidence with that. When Anne Frank was arrested and sent to a concentration camp, she was also given one star.
Right.
I'm sorry, but... I'm genuinely sorry I said that.
No, but
it had to be said, really.
Said.
Sorry, everybody.
Chris's website.
Nice.
Every day's a magic day with Dairy Gold. A million magic drops of health in Dairy Gold. A million magic drops keep you feeling really tops. The magic word to health is Dairy Gold.
Hey, I've got a play that I've written.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna throw Chris into it.
Ooh.
If this is okay. So this bit probably we won't use in the podcast. This is me briefing you guys.
Yeah.
But what I want to do is the name of this piece is going to be called James Explains Canada to Chris.
I like it already.
So what we need to do, because I forgot to print out two things, what we need to do is to share this, and you and I are going to perform together.
Okay.
All you need to know about your character is that you're playing the part of Chris.
Right.
And
I have to read the words.
Bang. Okay. So, Mark.
Yes.
Under this, could we have some sort of, you know, morning chat show kind of music? Welcome to James Explains Canada to Chris. Do you know about Canada, Chris?
No, James. What kind of thing is that?
It's a country in North America.
I hate it.
Oh, Chris. We all hate things we don't understand. But perhaps if I tell you a little something about Canada, you'll get over your weird and irrational fear of it.
I doubt it.
May I try?
Proceed.
It's a totally different culture, Chris. Instead of Australian dollars, they have Canadian dollars. And instead of normal everyday animals like the platypus, echidna or koala, Canada has really weird animals like the moose and dogs and cats.
Wow. Cats.
Yeah.
I also heard that no one there speaks Australian. They all just speak Canadian.
That's not entirely true, Chris. In some parts of Canada, their principal language is actually Welsh.
Wow. And are there bears there?
Yes. In some parts of Canada, you have to be really careful. It is a beautiful but savage country. Now remember, if you get attacked by a bear, you have to punch it on the nose really hard.
Isn't that sharks?
Don't be ignorant, Chris. Sharks don't have noses, they have fins.
Sorry, James.
In every Canadian home, they have three taps. One for hot water, one for cold water, and one for maple syrup.
No wonder they get so many bears.
If you want to survive a bear attack, you have to try to befriend it by understanding it's had a hard upbringing and remembering that the bear was probably attacked itself once.
My grandma told me that was how to deal with school bullies.
Yeah, I hate her.
What?
The end.
Oh. What a lovely story. I've learned so much about Canada.
I've got a new segment.
Yes?
Yes.
It's called Mark's Musical.
Does it need a theme song?
It sure does.
You or me? Do you want to do the theme song?
Mark's Musical. I'm desperately thinking of a kind of a musical styling, like Annie Get Your Gun or a Rocky Horror Picture Show, rock, but
Mark's Musical.
That's fine.
I don't want to detract from the music that's obviously coming.
There's going to be plenty of music in the musical.
That's what I think.
Whoa.
So, I had occasion recently to take a train trip from Flinders Street in the city, and I took the Sandringham line.
Lovely. It's a fine line.
It's a nice line.
It is a fine
line.
Nice
line goes down by the beach. And I'd forgotten my headphones for my iPhone, my iPod, my device.
Great.
My iDevice.
Yep. And I got a picture now. I can see it.
And so I, rather than just sort of listen, enjoy the journey in boring silence, I decided to write a musical inspired by all the stations that I encountered on my journey on the Sandringham line.
Should we point out perhaps for our interstate and international listeners that the Sandringham line is a train line in Victoria,
yes.
Australia.
Yes. So this will have limited appeal
great.
To people outside Victoria.
I'm sure.
And possibly people who have never travelled.
I'm sure if people go to the Metro website, they can look at the line and play along.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So I started my journey at Flinders Street.
Boo!
I couldn't think of a song for Flinders Street.
That's Baker Street.
I just wanted to clear up that
it's got Street in it, though.
That Sparky did that with his mouth, and that we're not breaching any copyright by using the original.
Do you know how many times I've been called into court and have had to testify it's okay, it's not illegal, because Sparky did it with his mouth?
So the first stop out of Flinders Street, this song came to me. If I were in Richmond, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were in Richmond.
Well, finally we found something more offensive than the Anne Frank joke.
It's turned into a very Jewish episode, hasn't it?
It really has.
But it turned out I turned out to not have all day to biddy biddy bum. In Richmond.
Fair call.
Because we headed.
You had a fiddle on the roof, and now you're on your way. Roof,
and I'm now on my way down, crossing the Yarra River, the mighty Yarra, heading towards South Yarra Station.
That's where James and I went to school. South Yarra Station, Platform 3.
It's the School of Hard Knocks.
South of the Yarra, down by the sea. We're on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'm gonna be. But I didn't have a blanket and I didn't have a baby. So you weren't by the sea.
By the sea.
Because South Yarra is quite a long way from the sea.
Quite a long way.
So we travelled on. Walking down the avenue, never thought I'd meet a girl like you. A girl like you. Auburn hair and tawny eyes, kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And Paran so far away. Paran all night and day. Paran all night and day. Couldn't get away. Paran wasn't that far away, though.
No.
It's about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Further south, down Chapel Street.
Yep. Yeah.
If you make your move, I won't hesitate. If you wait too long, it will be too late. 'Cause this time I'm playing to win the zone. Balaclava, do 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 do. Balaclava, do 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 do. Balaclava, do 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 do. So,
Balaclava.
Leaving Balaclava Station behind,
and you should
wise.
We headed on towards a historic suburb with a historic house.
Aha! That's Rip and Lee.
Rip and Lee. And I wasn't gone in a day or two. I was gone in about 6 minutes.
Yep.
And we headed further towards Cedric Everfoot.
Gradually. The funny thing is I can just imagine you on the train with a guitar with a bunch of people staring at you going, don't, not the next station.
If you really want to add a dimension to this segment, imagine that you've paid $130 and you're in the front row of this musical on the opening night.
Yeah.
And it's just mucking a guitar.
It is a rock musical in the style of Mamma Mia.
Go on. I'd rather watch this than Mamma Mia.
True.
Elstonwick. She'd been living in Elstonwick.
It's got a cinema. It's and at that point I got at that point I got kicked off the train.
It's got a cinema.
It's got a cinema. Actually, flows right though. Oh, it does. It does. It flows. It's very nice. It's a good rhyme.
So that was my musical. I couldn't finish it. I was gonna go. Why North Brighton?
I know.
It just
what Hyatt. Got, surely there was a whole
Hyatt's on the Frankston line, Chris.
Oh, shit, I've been on the wrong line the whole time. Can we talk about Pakenham? No.
Wow.
So that was a beautiful musical.
Thank you.
Look for that coming to a place near you.
Probably.
Yeah.
A station near you.
What do you want to see on your TV? Drama, comedy, or mystery? To have your pick of the best, right quick, call Columbia TV Service Company.
Let's do a segment that I like to call Advice to Young People.
Advice to Young People. Oi!
Trip edition.
Not really.
Well, it's the edition in the trip episode.
It's my regular segment. I can never be bothered following the rules with the advice to young people because, Chris, the young people, they come up to me.
Young people don't follow the rules.
They don't follow the rules. They come up to me, they say, James, we need help with day-to-day life problems.
Of course they do.
Here is another solution.
Mm.
James, they say, we go out to dinner with people and people expect or think that we all have wonderful knowledges of wines.
Mm.
You know, you sit down with older people especially and they, oh, yeah, would you like a Merlot or a Beaujolais or a...
Yes.
And it's just like, well, we don't know. We're young, James. We don't know the differences between wines. We get it. There's red, which isn't red, and white, which is yellow. But we don't know anything about wines. Mm. So here is my advice to young people. How to fake your way through... knowledge of wines in a dinner party when you're expected to have a knowledge of wines and you don't.
Yep.
And I've been doing this for several years because I know nothing about wines.
Sure.
You do this, right? Whatever's put in front of you, you drink thoughtfully. You pull a thoughtful face, you swish it around your mouth, you swallow it, and when your host looks at you with a, what do you think of this kind of expression, you look at them and you say, it's cheeky. And I've done this seriously at dinner parties, and every time I've done it, the person who is the wine aficionado goes, oh, yeah, actually, yeah. And it doesn't mean anything. Cheeky doesn't mean anything. It could mean it's shit. It could mean it's good. Doesn't matter. You say cheeky, and everyone goes, and they nod, and then you're safe for the rest of the night. It's fine.
Yeah.
Advice to young people.
I think it's very important. Segment for the young people.
I'm learning a lot.
I've learned a stack.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a lot of cheekying around the joints.
What a strange sentence.
So, we've had a musical.
Yes.
We sure have.
And now we should go to the theatre.
Oh.
The Cleverbot Theatre.
Brilliant.
Today's Cleverbot Theatre is set in a travel agency.
Because it's Trip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Hello there, Mr. Travel Agent. I've just had my long service leave approved, and I'd like to discuss places to go on holiday.
Did someone just ask you to do something naughty?
No. I'd just like to book a holiday.
So both of us would like the same.
I guess so. I'd like to travel sometime in September.
In your heart, you can travel anywhere.
I'm thinking of the Great Wall of China.
Have you seen Back to the Future Part 2?
Yes.
Would you like to go to Denmark?
What's good to do in Denmark?
Pizza, chicken, ham, sausage, and more.
That sounds interesting. I think I'd like to see the Eiffel Tower.
Cool. I'd like to see it too.
Would you recommend the USA?
I recommend the Candy Pops.
And what's South America like?
South of North America.
Well,
fantastic.
Where do you suggest I go?
I suggest you go to Ireland. It is beautiful there.
Oh, great. Well, book me tickets to Ireland.
I would like to talk about my mud pies.
What about your mud pies?
I would like to know what you think about me.
Well, for a start, you're a terrible travel agent. Can you organise travel insurance?
To time travel to what time?
No, travel insurance. Just, you know, getting places and making sure insured.
I'm going to figure out how to do it.
Great. Can you email me my itinerary?
How do you email ice cream?
Maybe I'll just stay at home this year.
Maybe you just listen to too many stupid people.
See ya. Cleverbot Theatre. Thank you, Cleverbot.
As always.
That's a great one.
As always, wisdom. Wisdom in the words.
Oh, yeah. Cleverbot always comes to the reality at some time. Last week, I think, last episode, we talked to Mitsuku.
Yeah.
Who I tried to create a Cleverbot, a Mitsuku theatre.
Yeah.
And Mitsuku is way too smart.
Yeah.
She's just a genius. Yeah.
And
she
nice
literally
too.
And she literally figures out when you're trying to scam her and goes, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And you go, but I'm making a segment for a podcast. Why won't you do that? And she goes, nah, I'd like to talk something else. What about movies? And you go, no, but I'm doing a travel agent. Nah, movies.
She asks you questions yeah. and records. You for her podcast.
Yeah. Chris Theatre. somewhere the androids are laughing at you. Let's do a segment that I like to call James's List of Things.
James's List of Things. James's List of Things. James got some things to list.
Ding. Some stuff I remembered from Man Bites God tours.
Nice. Nice.
We're doing Trip. It had to come up sooner or later. Absolutely. What happens on tour stays in my notebooks for eternity. It's just very brief things. One, when I was heading to Adelaide for a gig with Man Bites God, one of the security guards at an airport boarding gate asked to look in my bags. When he opened my backpack, he saw I was carrying 20 copies of Man Bites God's new CD. We were hoping to sell a few at the Adelaide shows. When he saw them, he said to me in a confused voice, "Hey, mate, these CDs are all the same." Like I didn't know. As if somehow I'd made a bit of a blunder and brought along 20 of the same CD accidentally. I replied coolly, "Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? But I just really like their music." And he nodded as if he understood. This is a man that may still be in charge of security at major Australian airports. Two, traveling across regional Victoria, Mark and myself wrote a song called "Don't Eat the Moving Poo." It was our first collaboration together as songwriters, and everybody else hated it. Do you remember how it goes?
Don't eat the moving poo. It has eyes, it can see you.
We're going to go to
Army crew to blast its ass to Timbuktu.
I can't believe.
That's what you should do if you see a moving poo.
Yeah, I remember that song.
I cannot believe.
And I was driving.
That people didn't like that.
So I was sober.
Number three. In Melbourne, I got accosted by a drunk university student after a Man Bites God show who had a problem with the fact that there were no women in Man Bites God.
Mm.
And so consequently, the band was sexist. When I feebly tried to defend MBG by saying that putting a woman in the band just because there wasn't one in there would be cynical tokenism at best, she started yelling at me. Later that night, she invited me home with her. I declined to go. Number four, in Edinburgh in 2004, Chris used this phrase when telling us he was going to purchase a small coffee maker from the local cheap houseware store. He said, do you want to do the line?
No, I'm going to
He said, I'm off down the dodgy shop for a plunger.
And in fact, I think I may have said, I'm off down the dodgy shop for a plunger. And it was a dodgy shot, by the way, so just for clarification.
While we're on quotes, number five, in Adelaide in 2005, Mark, who I suspect was hungover, was asked if he'd like a KFC meal as an early morning snack. He retorted, Nobody wants the dirty bird for breakfast.
Absolutely. And I still use that phrase to this day.
And I think my favourite, while we're on quotes, and this is the last James's list of things, thing for this podcast, number six, in Warrnambool in 2005, while discussing thought processes, Robin, our lovely manager, quipped, "Thinking outside the box is the female equivalent of not thinking with your dick." Which I think is very clever. James's list of things.
That is very... Yeah. I was gonna add to that, given you've opened up the can of worms of, sure, of the places that we've been.
Yeah, good.
I did a little bit of research when I was doing my research for Chris's website into virtual websites, virtual tour websites, places you can go without leaving your couch. And there are a lot of them. A lot of places now offer you some kind of webcam or some kind of trip through the Louvre. What else? Pompeii. There's a trip to Pompeii on Google. There's ancient Rome, which is awesome, by the way. You should check out the ancient Rome one. It literally recreates all the buildings. Berlin, the Louvre, I mentioned that. Auschwitz, Abbey Road Studio. You can go and have a look through Abbey Road Studio. Mars. Google does a Mars tour. That's pretty cool. You should check that out.
That's good because it's hard to get to.
Yes.
And in fact, if you just do a Google or a Bing or an Ask Jeeves of incredible educational virtual tours you don't want to miss, you'll get a whole lot of them, and they're really cool. But the virtual tour that I want to promote today is the virtual tour that Man Bites God created. What I also called it a short documentary. When we were in Warrnambool.
Good.
Of a fine venue that we not only we played at, but we also...
The Criterion Hotel.
The Criterion Hotel no longer exists. Burnt out.
Yeah, suspicious insurance fire.
But, it was Criterion was often shortened to the Cry, which was what we had a bit of. We found out where we were staying.
So that... if you go to YouTube and search for Man Bites God, Criterion should be up there.
One thing we haven't talked about through this whole podcast about Trip, a psychedelic trip.
Also haven't talked about falling over.
Yeah, or tripping a mechanism.
Yes. As a circuit breaker.
In fact, it's been a poor podcast all round.
We really haven't covered all the angles.
Let's make up for at least one of those missed things.
Let's do it.
So this is a psychedelic trip.
Right.
For you dudes.
Cool.
It goes like this.
Groovy, man.
Thanks, man. Well, back to the 60s we go.
Unicorns all form a huddle and then try to cuddle the emerald puddle, and tiny ants tell me that wizards have met with the lizards and formed a small business. I'm in a psychedelic sandwich made with the contents of my head. The lettuce is my hopes and feelings. The bread is literally bread. Volcanoes spray purple lava as I eat a guava from off a cadaver. And in Nepal, a girl named Deborah is riding a zebra for all of November. And I'm in a psychedelic sandwich. I'm covered in the ham of chi. The butter symbolizes heaven. The mayonnaise is you. See a tree that we can be figuratively, and freedom's just another word for being really free, and the mayonnaise is you and me. Candy floss webs as the sky starts to ebb and reveals a celebrity's face. It's Tom Hanks.
That looks like the end to the trip. That is the last stop on the itinerary of podcast listening to ability. So until next we meet, thank you very much for listening to Theatre of the World. We appreciate it. Hey, here's a fun project for you at home or children or the elderly. Why not get on iTunes and give us a 5-star review on the iTunes? It really helps us find audience and keeps the podcast going because we find new listeners. If you could use words like fantastic, superlative, sexy, hard in your reviews.
Trippy.
That would be lovely. We'll be back with another round of this idiocy soon. Until then, I'm James.
Mark.
And I'm Chris.
And remember, you don't need no passport unless you're traveling overseas, and then you'll need a passport. You need a passport.
Totally.
You should probably get a passport.
Yep.
Find episodes and more at theatreoftheworld.com.
Well, that went square-shaped.
It's all gone a bit square-shaped. What? Square. This pear,
like a square.
This pear's not very good at all. It's all gone square-shaped.
I think what you'll find is people who are using the phrase pear-shaped hope that something is square-shaped. You idiot.
I tried to draw a circle and it's come out square-shaped.
You fucking idiot.
This is Man Bites God.